Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome in, Big Bad Morning Show. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today. Talk a little NHL coming up later. World of Stupid in this hour. Got a bunch of fun stories. But right now we're going to talk about which statement do you agree with more? The Colts are the AFC's best team, or the Bills are frauds?
I'd say the Colts are the AFC's best team. I'd lean. Because I will never call the Bills frauds.
I think I'm going the other way.
Okay.
Because I don't think either one. Can I say
that? That's not the way the question is framed. That's why I said that.
I don't think either one are true.
Me either.
But I think there's a. Oh, God. Am I really going to say this? Because I don't believe it. If you force me to pick one,
right.
I'm going to say the Bills based upon who they've beat, how they've played the last two games, that there are some issues there. But when you have Josh Allen back their quarterback and a lot of those issues go away. I would say, because I definitely don't think the Colts are the AFC's best team. I think they're playing well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they still have Indiana Jones at quarterback, and we need to see if that cat is going to hunt for the rest of the year. We got to see him on the road, what they're going to do. They've had a lot of home games.
Yeah.
But they're good. They're good.
They're good.
Now, do you see any issues with the Bills? Do you think this last two games is just, it's football, this happened?
I think it's football. I still think the Bills are good. I don't think they're as good as they've been, but I think they're good. But let's just go back to the Colts. I think the problem I have with the question is, I don't believe either one is true. But if I'm going to go, which is more true, I'd say the Colts. However, you said they've home, not only they've home games, listen to who they beat the Dolphins at home. They beat the Broncos by a point home, so I give them that. They beat the Titans at home. Boop, big whoop. They lost to the Rams. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Cardinals. They really haven't beaten any of the top-tier teams.
Neither have the Bills.
Right.
I mean, Bills, if we went over theirs, it's the same thing. It's almost, I think they've played almost the same opponents. Bills beat the Ravens, the Jets, the Saints, the Dolphins.
Right.
That's who they beat.
Yeah. And I always say you got to play who's in front of you. They don't make the schedule, so it's not fair. But that's who they beat. Then they got handled by the Falcons. They really did. I mean, that wasn't close. You know, just the way they played that game.
I hate when Joe asks these dumbass questions like this, because somebody inevitably is going to email, why do you think the Bills are frauds? I don't think they're frauds.
I think Joe just gave you the finger. You weren't looking.
I can't turn. I got a pinched nerve in my neck.
I threw up deuces. If this is what we get emails about, that's great. Considering about what you'll probably be talking about in 45 minutes.
No, I don't think I have anything to... Like, that does bother me.
We spent the first 4 minutes of the show talking about serial killers, nipple belts, and turning people into lampshades.
Yeah, why would you do that?
What's wrong with that?
That's a good point. That's all nonfiction.
Does the nipple belt, when you use that...
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
Does that slide into the little hole where the metal piece is supposed to go? The nipple slides through?
Man, I got to put a new hole in this one.
Wear it out. Oh, this one looks like a silver dollar.
So awful.
Just bad. Anyway, but getting back to this, Joe, do you have a feel for this question? Do you think, first off, you don't think either one are true, right?
I think one is more correct. I would say that the Bills are frauds.
Oof.
Shout out to Dan Orlovsky, because he called the Falcons beating the Bills like 4 or 5 days ago.
I did too. Yeah. Shout out Jeremy.
Well, you were just going from the money line, weren't you?
Shout out Jeremy.
You weren't doing it from an analytical standpoint.
Get out of here. Talking about it all week that I like the Falcons to knock them off. But it's okay.
Yeah, well,
Shout out.
You didn't step out of the back of the end zone.
Hooray me.
Like Dan Orlovsky did. But the Bills haven't beaten anybody.
No, they haven't.
So...
But you only play who's on your schedule, though.
I understand that, but
we thought the Ravens were going to be good.
We did, and I think they are good, but they're just choke artists. So
and you haven't seen the Ravens really all season because they're not here.
Exactly. For about three quarters, we thought, you know, I saw a video the other day of DeAndre Hopkins' catch in that Bills game, and I thought, just like what the caption said, man, I thought we were going to have a great season after that catch.
Yep.
And it's been all downhill from there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nothing. And you know, like the odd thing about this is when we talk about the league and how it's being watered down is you realize your team's 1-5 and you're not out of it. Everyone is still talking playoffs. Like, and not like tongue in cheek. Like they really believe that they're going to make that run to go to the, I do too. Yeah. I just think the AFC is crap.
I mean, I think the NFL's crap this year.
Yes.
Because I was looking at, because I had to catch myself. I said, well, they haven't beaten, talking about the Bills, they haven't beaten any top tier teams. I'm looking, who are the top tier teams? Who are they?
What if I gave you the NFC?
Are the Steelers that good?
No,
are the Colts that good? Those are division leaders. The Broncos?
Let me ask
Broncos,
you this. Because
you know,
I know what your answer is.
Beat the Jets by nothing. Like,
I know what your answer is going to be. I'm going to take the NFC side of it. The Bucs are the best team in the NFC, or the Eagles are frauds?
Oh, the Bucs are the best team in the NFC.
I think the Eagles are frauds. I want to see the Bucs at full strength to see what this cat can do. He's doing it with backups.
I know.
And a young rookie MVP at wide receiver in his first game ever. That's still one of the best clips.
I hope he's not hurt because he's so much fun to watch.
Who, Igbuka? He's going to miss a couple weeks, I think. And then now you're back to your Jalen McMillans. I want to see what Tez does. Tez is a good player, man. He's just undersized. Loving seeing him getting an opportunity here, but
MVP
Buccaneers. Yeah. Buccaneers look like they're for real. They got to figure out their back end's a little leaky. They're good against the run, which is always going to keep them in games.
And they've always been good against the run,
but they're leaky on the back end.
Yeah. Levante David's still
14
years in the league.
Is it 14 already?
I think it is.
Time is flying by,
but he's still playing at a high level.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
He's going to be, when you go back and look at those numbers, and it's funny cause we don't mention his name as much amongst like some of the great inside linebackers that we've
seen.
Small
market team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's grab a phone call here. Somebody wants to get in and talk. It's Joaquin in Baltimore. Joaquin, what's up, man? What are your thoughts?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Y'all took every word out of my mouth. And to add to it, they ran into Bijan Robinson, man. He's kind of underrated, but he looked like old Tomlinson out there, you know what I mean?
And yeah.
Buffalo has a problem with that. But another thing I want to mention, too, the Colts are for real. I think the Colts are for real. And I also think that, you know, well, we can't forget that Lamar has only throw this in there. He got 10 touchdowns and one pick. I think he got a 130-something quarterback rating. And I hear this town keep trashing him. I'm like, this guy is a guy still. And I think, just like you guys said, man, we're going to go on a run. I'm not worried about it. I mean, every Super Bowl season we done had, it's always been some crap.
Yeah.
And then, bam. So, I mean, just history. I mean, I've been listening to you guys for 20, how long you guys been in Baltimore and all that. And we know what the Ravens always go through, this little stupidness, and then all of a sudden, slap, slap. You know, and that's how it is. And that's how we get our reputation. And every time somebody plays, it's a Super Bowl. So we got to come for it, man.
That's funny. It's funny you say that. Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call.
Even the first Super Bowl, what did they go, four games without scoring a touchdown?
Five?
Yeah. Didn't score a touchdown.
Best defense in the history of football. Yep. Rashawn's in Baltimore. Rashawn, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's
good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man.
Two things I got for y'all. So yesterday, y'all didn't get to answer my question about the backup quarterback situation. I know hindsight was 2020 with Jameis Winston. He was on the market, right?
I would say this. I would say they would have never been interested in Jameis Winston because he's too much of a wild card. Because you can't trust him throwing the football to not throw it to the other team, and this team's always been about taking care of that.
Yeah.
Right. But I still think he would have been a better option over Cooper Rush right now, and he would have gave us a shot of maybe winning some games. You know, he definitely won some games when he was with the Browns last season. You know, won him some games. But and my other thing was this, right? I try not to bring the Cowboys in this, but it relates to the Ravens, right? Out of them two teams, right, who has the best chance of making the playoffs? You know,
the Ravens and the Cowboys.
Yeah, between the Ravens and the Cowboys. And then don't forget before you answer that. Remember, CeeDee Lamb is coming back, and I know him and Pickens paired up. It's going to be hard to stop that offense, even though the defense sucks.
Is Lamb going to play cornerback or no?
No, I'm saying they're going to put up a lot of points, more points, you know, than the other team.
I honestly think they're both probably in close to the same boat, and I would say Dallas is a little bit ahead just because of. They've won a couple more games, and you still have all your divisional opponents, but the Ravens got to show us they can actually play.
You know who I think has the best backup quarterback in the NFL?
Who?
The Bucs.
Who's their backup?
Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He's not coaching high school football anymore.
I think he's a really good backup, though.
Yeah. Solid. Comes in, game manager at this point, but that's all you need.
I think he's better than the guys we mentioned. I'd rather have him than Jameis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.